While recording material for the story on the Neon and Little Art Theater, I had the opportunity to speak with filmmakers Julia Reichert and Steve Bognar. We talked about the relationship between movie theaters, independent filmmakers, and companies who have entered the business, such as Netflix and Amazon. I wondered if the blockbuster economy of the film business affected the chances of smaller films to be seen and appreciated on a big screen.
There are more movie screens than ever before. The challenge or the problem is that the blockbusters reserve them. They tie them up. So a movie like Star Wars opens on 4,000 movie screens, and that means that, you know, some beautiful little independent film or human drama doesn't get a screen, doesn't get enough screens. Hollywood needs to make money, so they make bigger and bigger movies, and the smaller films have actually migrated to television. You know, we have shows like Transparent. That's an indie film. That's like an independent film. And the independent movies that were so popular in the 90s or the late 80s or the early O's, those are harder and harder to get out. So they tend to be even more micro budget, or they tend to be, you know, you rely on movie stars or some name auteur. Well, but it is tougher for an unknown indie.
Well, unknown indie, but, you know, we have a number of friends in our world, indie world, who do Ira Sachs, Kelly Reichert, even Josh Marsden, you know, you name it, whose films like premiere at Sundance or Telluride. Those people are still making a living. They're still doing okay. And those films get seen. And I think they're actually, the reviewers are thrilled to see them, you know, a film by any one of those people I just mentioned. They have a following, right? Those people, like we were just at Sundance, okay, and Ira Sachs had his new film there. He's had six films at Sundance. The place was a huge theater, 2,000 people, packed, and everybody knew all of his work. So this is not a small thing. I mean, I think the independent film community is alive and well, and I actually think the directors, the writer-directors are maturing and really developing audiences. I named a few, but I think there's like quite a few more that are doing okay.
I also asked Reichert and Bognar why certain movies show up at film festivals for a big screen debut and immediately go to the realm of streamable content.
It's a new world for all these new companies that have cropped up in the past, couple of years? Like how much to do theatrical, how much not. So I don't know. What do you think about?
Well, you know, no, I think it's a struggle. Our friend Josh, who just premiered a film at Sundance, Josh Marsden, you know, his film is called Complete Unknown. It stars Rachel Weisz and Michael Shannon, real movie stars, amazing actors. That film was bought by Amazon. Mm-hmm. So will the Neon get it? Will the Little Art get it? Or will it go straight to Amazon or straight to Netflix, that kind of thing? Netflix and Amazon and all those folks, they want the theatrical experience for the prestige. Mm-hmm. They want to play their films in movie theaters because they know that that leads to awards. But they're, you know, where they make their money is through the streaming.
Oh, there's no question about that. But the films like have to establish their pedigree, which they get through getting fantastic reviews and then getting awards. So you don't do that by going straight to, you know, Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or any of those. They're all doing it now. They're all supporting feature films. I think they're going to come back around to that there needs to be theatrical release. Now, what does that mean for a little theater like the Little Art? You know, that's a different story. Because, you know, of course it'll play New York, LA, Chicago, Boston, let's say. But will it play those 100 cities that'll bring it to us in the third tier, which is where we are, right? We're third tier.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I feel like the way those films establish their pedigree, I agree. Mm-hmm. Those films need to establish their chops, their pedigree, their laurels. But they do that at film festivals, and they don't do that in towns that are the size of Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
Which makes it tough for amazing theaters like the Neon or the Little Art.